Well, last night was interesting. Elder caught me, as I'm sure you know. I'm still alive, though, as I hope you've been able to figure out by now. Everything's fine, though. I'm safe. I'm fed. I even got some good rest last night on a real bed. And I feel really good today. Despite the fact that I may die before it's over. But right now I'm sitting in a rather large storage closet. I wouldn't even call it a closet. It's more like a back room, but it's just off of Elder's personal room on the lab facility grounds. He has his own building, I guess you could say. It's not enormous, but it's his own building. So he says I'm safe here. And he's not here right now. He's doing what I guess any normal human being would consider a day job. But when he confronted me last night, he actually helped me sneak into this room. And we talked quite a bit. You can bet that I didn't just say, oh, sure, Elder, I'll follow you wherever you want. Especially after you just backstabbed me and you just brought all these people, you know, to try to kill me in this house. He had to convince me. But he did convince me. He told me some more stuff about what's going on, but I can't really get into all the details right now. I have a plan for later. I'll explain it in a minute, but I promise right now just isn't the right time, and I will get that out later. But that thing he had in his hand that I talked about, it turns out it was a tracking device for me. He was able to actually track me very easily, and he knew exactly where I was the entire time, even when they went to the house. But see, here's the thing. He knew, but the others with him, they didn't know. He placed this tracking device on me. I didn't even know it. He put it on my clothes. It's kind of suspicious and sneaky of him, but he did it. He pulled it off. He did this the day before, and he said that he never would have led that group of researchers anywhere near the house if he wasn't absolutely sure that I was long gone. He said he knew that I would be suspicious enough to not stay around there overnight. So he knew that it wouldn't be a problem. He was banking on the fact that I'm a suspicious person. But the whole reason for that little display was to show his colleagues that I was long gone. He wanted to prove to them that I was nowhere near that facility because they're actually starting to get a little bit worried that they've lost me out here or out there, whatever. It's funny, though, because Elder said that he was the first one into the bedroom, and when he saw my little makeshift pillows set up under the blankets, you know, that I did that, I don't even know why I did that, but he said he panicked since it looked so contrived, so he had to quickly take the pillows out and throw the blanket back over, make it look like it was before any of the other guys came in, and luckily, they didn't notice anything suspicious. But see, this is why I'm really beginning to trust him. He's going out of his way to get me to safety, and more importantly, the others to safety as well. Oh yeah, there are others. It's apparently a big mess, but I'm not the only one here. Or there, I don't know, whatever, but it's so much to even comprehend and explain right now, but he keeps telling me that there's more to explain. Even more than he explained yesterday, which is quite a bit. It's funny because he never really has much time to sit and chat, which is understandable, but it's getting a bit frustrating for me. Still though, I'm beginning to think that I have no other choice but to trust him. So what I'm going to do, I have this plan. I'm going to turn this off for now, but later today, Eldra is supposed to return and he says that we can discuss a little bit more about the research and what this place is. And I'm going to play devil's advocate a few times, and I'm going to ask him things that he already told me, just so that I can get it on record. See, he wanted to ease me into everything, and he admitted that he was even having some issues trusting me. But now that I'm here, and I got here so quickly on my own accord, it has actually sped up the process a little bit. So, I am ready for it. I'm ready to learn, and I'm ready to get out of here. I just want to go back to how things were before, and I'm not even really sure if that's even possible at this point. I don't know if there is an earth for me to return to, but I just wish that this was all a horrible dream. Anyway, I'm going to go for now. And tonight I'm going to try something that I've never tried before. I'm going to actually attach this little recorder under this small table in the room, and I'm going to sit Elder down, and I'm going to get it all out of him, once and for all. After he sits down and he's ready to talk, I'll just flip on the recorder, and I hope he doesn't notice, and I really hope it works. Wish me luck. No, it was really good. Not what I'm used to back home, but it was much better than the weeds and the tree bark that I've been eating lately.
Good, I'm glad you're comfortable and nourished. I know this is hard for you, and I'm happy that you're trusting me. My methods may not have been clear every time, but you must trust me. I have a plan, and it will work. And I know you're the best one to help me because of your background.
Hey, I just want this all to be over. I mean, whatever I need to do, I know you have a higher plan for revolting against everything and, you know, raging against the machine and all that good stuff, but I just want to go home.
But that's just it. Unless you can help me destroy it all, it won't be over. I can help you escape right now. I could send you back to your Earth right now, but it will happen again. Evan, you don't understand how big this is and just how much it can impact everything that goes on in the universe. This is much bigger than just you or me.
Then tell me. You know, you keep saying there's more, and there's more I need to know, and more I need to hear, and you're going to tell me in due time, but just tell me, Eldra. I mean, what don't I understand yet? What is bigger than me, or you, or whatever else? What is it?
Evan, it's not that easy. There's a lot I would tell you that you may not even believe.
Eldra, I am so ready. Just start with whatever this place is, okay? You told me the other day that we're on a different Earth. And you told me that I'm being researched. But how? And why? I mean, I can only speculate if you don't tell me. And my brain is driving me crazy right now with the possibilities.
Okay. I know you need to know, so I'll tell you. I'm just afraid of letting out too much too soon and ruining everything, all my plans. It wasn't supposed to happen this quickly, but I know it needs to now, or... Well, okay. I'll just start from the beginning. Let me collect my thoughts for a moment.
I have all day.
Do you know about the creation of the universe? With God and Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden and all that?
Yes.
Okay, good. That makes it easier. I know about your upbringing and the religious schools you've attended when you were younger, but I wasn't sure how much of that you still believe from what you learned in those schools.
Well, you know, actually, I'm really starting to rediscover my faith. But what does that even have to do with these researchers?
When God created the universe, he didn't create just one Adam and one Eve and one Garden of Eden. He created many on hundreds of Earths across the entire universe. I'm not actually even really sure how many there are, but we're aware of at least 62 for certain, and there have been rumors of many more. Well, in each of these Gardens of Eden, with each of these Adams and Eves, there were different outcomes. God made all of these the exact same and let them decide for themselves how their histories would play out. In some of these gardens, the fruit of the tree of knowledge was never eaten, keeping that Adam and Eve and subsequent generations pure and without sin. Now this was a rarity, though, as most chose to eat that fruit and fall into sin. Along those histories, though, some never had the flood of Noah, or they never had a Moses, but some did. Your Earth was among some of the earliest adapters of sin, but the recovery is steady. We think this is due to the fact that the sin was introduced so early and your people have had so long to learn to adapt. Others who fell into sin much later had a terrible time coping and soon made themselves completely extinct. Anyway, we know of only a handful of Earths where sin was not introduced for thousands of years, and there's only one that we know of that never fell into sin even to this day. That entire race has evolved differently than most of the rest of us and have dedicated themselves to exploration and learning. Those are the ones you and most Earths know as aliens. They're sinless creatures in every respect, yet they don't seek the knowledge like the rest of us. They simply explore to experience, not to learn or research. They're the ones you've been researching in your military career.
So that's not your people, though? These are completely different people?
Right. My people fell into sin a little over 100 years ago. It was a devastation to us all, but it brought extreme awareness and this need to learn more details about the things we already knew. We knew so much that God shared with us already, but there was so much He wouldn't tell us. We knew about these other sinless existences out there, and we knew how wonderful it was to be sinless. But the choice was finally made for us to have sin in exchange for even more knowledge. And it's just been devastating. We're killing each other on our Earth, and it's happening faster than we've ever seen on any other Earth before. We're scared, Evan. These are desperate times for my people, and these desperate times are what bring this research and all of this. That's why we're here, and that's why you're here.
This is a lot to take in. I still have so many questions. I can't even form them in my mind right now. I have so much to ask.
Yes. That's why I wanted to give you this knowledge slowly, because there's so much to cover. And I'm sorry to do this to you, Evan, but I must take my leave now. I need to return to my research right now, and I'm in the process of convincing them that I know where you are. I need to lead them out here, but somehow without me being there with them. Once that large group is far away from this facility, we'll make our move. It's the only way.
What are we going to do?
Well, that's for later, as is the rest of the story. Think of any questions you have tonight, and tomorrow when I return, I'll answer them. And I will tell you the rest, I promise.
Okay, sounds fair enough. I look forward to it.